Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right. Well, now that the cat's out of the bag.
Is it out of the bag?
Well, I don't know. Y'all started off with it just talking about recovery. Look, we got a special guest. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back, Uncle Si. He's been out of pocket for about 3 weeks. And if you're watching the YouTube channel right now, you know why he's been out of pocket. You can see the man's not looking so hot, but he's wanting to say something. But I just want to say, welcome back, Si.
Well, I appreciate that. And look, hey, for those of you out there that are not concerned with this virus, trust me when I tell you, it's real, it's deadly, okay? And hey, you don't want no part of it, okay? Because this is firsthand experience speaking here, okay? And the only thing I can tell you, and I've got to talk to some medical people again, for about a month and 3 days now, all I've been thinking about is this stupid virus. The microbe entered my body, and immediately every ounce of energy I had disappeared from my body. Okay? I'm talking about immediately. Now, and you're talking about a microbe. You have to have a
microscope.
Microscope to see this thing. It's so small. So the hole, when it entered my body, wasn't very big. But trust me when I tell you, every ounce of energy I had played bird and flew away.
Played bird?
Yeah, it played bird and it was gone immediately.
What'd you say, Si? I know what a car battery feels like.
Oh, no, yeah, I know what a dead battery feels like now, okay? Because, hey, I mean immediately I flatlined on energy, okay? It was here and then it was boom! And it was gone.
But he's back, baby.
If you can't tell, he's been resting up for a few weeks. And, Si's back with us. And, hey, we're glad to have you back. Look, I could only look across this deal at Philip McMillan for so long. You're way better looking than Philip. Don't let anybody tell you no different on that.
Well, I've had women tell me that all my life.
We even had to get Willie in here at one point.
Oh, good grief. Y'all in a bind, boy.
We were in a tight spot, boy.
Yeah, if you had to go get the man, hey.
Speaking of McMillan, I will say this about Philip McMillan. When things looked their worst, I called Philip. I said, look,
He's a good man to have around.
That's right. I said, I don't think Si's going to make it. You know, he's not taking his medicine. He's not eating, drinking, getting out of bed. And going back to what he's talking about, all his energy left him. He couldn't do it.
Yeah.
He didn't have the energy to stand up.
Hey, all of my friends, him included, him mainly, he's coming to the house every day telling me, hey, you got to move, son. You got to get up and move around. What he didn't understand was, okay, I knew what he was saying, okay? But look, I was scared to move. I was scared to try to get out of bed. Because I wasn't sure I could maintain myself upright at the time. Because, hey, when you have no energy at all, just sitting up in bed is a chore.
Oh, well, what happened was he didn't have enough energy to do what the doctors asked him to do and take his meds, get out in the sun, you know. So I called Philip. I said, look, I went over there 2 days in a row. So I just flat out lied. I called him. I said, Si, how you finished? I'm all right. I said, you taking medicine? Yeah. I said, all right, I'll check on you tomorrow. Boom. He hung up on me. Well, I called back the next day. Christine, his wife, answered the phone. She says, Si, it is going backwards. I said, what do you mean? She said, he won't get out of bed. He won't eat. He won't drink. So then.
Uh-oh. Was there a mix-up in the schedule?
All right, well, hey.
Can you lean forward, please, sir?
What are y'all doing? You're supposed to be working.
We are.
Duck Dynasty's back here.
Yeah, we're back on season three of Duck Dynasty. Look at here.
He steals. Something fell from the roof when he slammed that door. Willie's back, everybody. He's actually in the office today. Look, where were we?
He's lost. Anyways, he's lost a lot of weight.
Oh, he's looking good.
No, he just he just got a haircut.
He was dressed.
No, he's
really
lost
fancy.
Weight.
Yeah,
no,
he's
lost
dressed
weight.
Up.
Oh. Yeah.
So
yeah, Corey done got him on the regimen here, boys.
Oh, that's right.
New Year's resolution, boys.
Yeah, talking about you will lose that weight there, fat boy.
Hey, back.
In case anybody doubted if the man was back or not, I think we can confirm he's alive and well. His energy may still be low. But the personality is high, boys.
I can actually tell it's coming back a little bit.
Oh, yeah. Well, size low energy is higher than normal humans' high energy.
Guaranteed.
So, but anyways, going back to that, I get to Si's house. He's laying in the bed. Been laying in the bed for 2 days. No medicine, no food, no tea, of all things.
Hey, you got to understand something, okay? Yo. I think Jesus is the one that said it, physician, heal thyself. Okay, so, hey, when I get sick, if I don't feel bad, okay, I'm not like all these other idiots. You know, I don't push through the pain. Okay, you ain't ever going to find this boy pushing through no pain. Okay, you call me whatever you want to call me, but I ain't pushing through no pain. Coaches used to try that in high school when I played football.
Walk it off.
No, yeah, hey, push through the pain. Now, coach, hey, the body got pain for a reason, okay, Jack? Now, you don't push through it. When you get pain, you stop.
You know, I'm more like this man than I thought. It scares me.
But at the same time, you can't not go without food and water
for
3 days.
Understand. I know, but you don't understand. When you look at food and you want to throw up, the last thing you're going to do is eat something. Well, okay? The presentation don't mean nothing. Cause you look at it, you think to throw up.
So anyway, he lied to me for 2 days about taking his meds and drinking, eating, whatever. Right. So I go up there, and he's in the bed at 3 o'clock in the evening. And I said, Si, what are you doing? He said, sleeping.
Resting.
I said,
resting. Trying to get well.
So I go get the oxygen checker, put it on. And by the way, he did not have his oxygen hooked up to him, which doctor's orders, keep your oxygen till this is over. Keep your oxygen hooked up till this is over. Well, I go get his little oxygen checker, put it on his fingers, 83.
That's low.
Low. So I hook him up to his oxygen, get it up in the 90s, get him to the chair. I said, all right, Si, we're going to get a chest x-ray. He's like, what? I said, we're going to get a chest x-ray. You don't let your oxygen level get low.
You're on the way to pneumonia.
That's right.
That's what it said. Yeah, you're on your way to pneumonia.
Well, okay. You know, if your oxygen gets too low, then you allow the pneumonia to set in. That's what I was scared of. So I called Martin. I called my buddy Chad, who's a nurse practitioner. He's like, get him in to get a chest x-ray right now. So I talked him out. I said, Si, you got to get in the truck, go get a chest x-ray. He said, I ain't going nowhere. I said, it's not an option. We're going just to make sure. He said, I'll be all right. Don't worry. I'm fine. I said, you are not fine. We're getting in the rig, going to get a chest x-ray. So I took him up to the chest x-ray.
He's just dying laughing. That's
what he did when I said we're going to the chest x-ray. He laughed at me. Yeah. So I was going to carry him to the truck if I had to.
There was some fixed thing. Yeah. He don't understand. That's about where I was at. Throw me over your back like a sack of potatoes and throw me in the truck.
That's it. So I took him up there, and they took the chest x-ray, and miraculously, it came back pretty good.
I was okay.
Well, Jessica, the nurse practitioner, she said, my mama never smoked a day in her life, and her lungs look 3 times worse than yours. You're a blessed man, Uncle Si. You can beat this. And I think right then I saw something click in his eye. I said, he decided he was going to fight it. So
And here we are.
And so here we are.
I was already fighting.
Oh, no, you weren't doing that.
Yeah, I was fighting my own way.
You was laid there like a boxer. You was laid there like a boxer. You wasn't fighting. You was just covered up. So you just trying not to eat one too bad.
Well,
like,
yeah.
You know. But, hey, look, I'm glad to have you back. Mm-hmm. I know all of our listeners are glad to have you back. And we're going to get more into your COVID story right after this break. Let's take a quick.
Where do we leave off at?
Oh, si.
Y'all was telling me how bad a patient I am.
Oh, you That's are right. a terrible patient. Because look, what COVID did to Si was just turned him into a pathological liar. If you asked him a question, the answer was yes.
So, yeah.
Didn't matter if he did it or not. Yep. He
got me one day.
Let me tell you what was the best thing out of all of this.
Uh-oh. This all be good.
No. This was the lifesaver of all of it. Mr. T's Bloody Mary mix.
That's it. Oh, well, Si would not consume any food or drink. I brought some Mr. T's Bloody Mary mix because I remember watching him drink that on an airplane without the vodka, by the way.
Oh, yeah, that boy don't need no vodka.
No, that's the last thing he needs. Nah. So I brought that with me, and I said, if he'll drink anything, it'll be this. So I poured some in his glass, and I had them pills in my hand. And I put them pills in front of him. He just starts laughing like he is right now. Uh-huh. Yeah,
you got to understand. I've got a handful just heaped over, and I got to go and swallow all that crap. I've had enough meds for the month of January and February that I should be good to go if I live to be 100 years old.
Yeah, that's what makes. That's when your urine starts changing colors when you're taking that many medicines.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Sour truce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I ain't even going to go there.
Oh, boy.
I ain't even going to go there.
But anyway, so I give him that Mr. T's Bloody Mary mix and a handful of pills. He takes them. He's laughing. He starts drinking that Mr. T's. Not that way. It's been 3 days, but he's finally drinking something. And he said, fix me another glass of that. I said, all right. So I fixed him another glass of Mr. T's. He said, it's the best.
Oh, no. Hey, do not, if you're on a plane when they say, what do you want? Y'all talking about, give me some tomato juice. No, don't go there. You tell them, hey, crack me a can of that Mr. T's Bloody Mary mix.
And that's it.
Hey, that's the best stuff. I'm telling you, that stuff, it's like cocaine with me. I'm serious. I love it.
So anybody, okay. if you work for Mr. T's and you're listening, hook the boy up. Look what he's done for us.
You have got a product there, brother. Trust me when I tell you.
This is not a paid endorsement.
No. Look,
so once we figured out that's what he would consume, Philip went to the grocery store and bought every bottle. Not just one grocery store, three grocery stores. He come back with 23 bottles of Mr. T's.
How many
Bloody
you got
Mary-
left?
None. None. My wife had to send the lady out today, and she called back and said, they don't have the spicy, and it's the original. And I said, oh, if it's the original, it's spicy. So I just go ahead and tell her, pick them up, all they got.
All of them.
Because here's the thing. Hey, black walnut ice cream.
Yep.
Okay. When we go to the store, my wife goes to the store. She has to check every place around here. Okay. Because I don't know what it is. If I like it, then everybody in the world likes what I like. Because, hey, you can't buy it anymore. Okay, same thing with Mr. T's, Bloody Mary mix. Yeah. Hey, can't find it.
Yeah. Or does everybody else just not like it? So the stores.
I don't know what the deal is. If I really like it, and I want it. Can't find it.
The problem with the Bloody Mary mix is twofold right now. We're coming out of hunting season, so all the hunting camps aside from ours drink Bloody Marys when they get done hunting in the morning. You can just go ahead and write that down.
I didn't know that.
You can go to every hunting camp, every duck camp around here, they're going to have Bloody Marys. And we're going into Mardi Gras season, which means you got to wake up and have a Bloody Mary from what happened the night before. So, okay. You know, hair of the dog kind of a deal. Well, see, so it's a bad time of year to find Bloody Mary.
Yeah, but hey, it ain't no hair of the dog with me.
No, you're just the dog.
Hey, man, just like spicy tomato juice.
I just want the dog. Forget the hair, boy.
I'm so glad you're back.
But anyways, go back to the story. So Isaac starts drinking the Mr. T's. He's feeling a little bit better now. But he's still no energy, none whatsoever. So he won't get out of bed. He goes from the chair to the bed. Chair to the bed, back and forth. Won't do nothing else. No energy. So I called Philip. I said, look, Philip. I said, Si's lying about taking his meds. I said, look. I said, the only way, path I see through this is you're going to have to come move in with him and make him. I mean, this was at the crucial stage of all, where I thought he was fixing to die. He looked like death. Every time I went over there, he couldn't do nothing. He didn't want to eat, didn't want to drink. I said, we got to get him past this nausea stage. So Philip said, you know what? I ain't had the COVID yet, but I'm moving in. I'm getting my grit. I'm moving in, Stone. I'm moving in. I said, well, good. That's what we got to do. I said, if you don't move in, I'm moving in. He said, I'm moving in. So Philip gets all his grit, enough for about 3 days, and moves in with Si. And I'll let him tell those stories. But from what I heard,
it was good stuff.
It was quite the adventure.
He said just what y'all said. He said he would ask me a question and I'd just go,
yeah.
Wasn't even paying attention to it.
You shut everybody out.
No, if you say, okay, did you take your meds? Yeah, I took your meds.
The only person you would listen to during this whole thing was Daryl Hall.
That's it.
On live from Daryl's place.
That's it.
That's the only person you would listen to.
Hey, speaking of that boy's bad to bone. Okay? He's a musician and a singer, okay? He is bad to the bone.
I went over there. The walls were vibrating before I got to even knock on the door. He just jammed.
He had that thing turned. You got to understand something. If you're going to play music, you got to go ahead and just max it out.
And I get to the door, and I hear an old man say, come on in, over the music. So I just steady jamming. We try to talk, and he don't turn the TV down.
Nope.
He only mutes it during a commercial.
Yeah, and it's on 100. Yeah. That's what it's on.
As high as it'll go.
High as it'll go, boy.
It's fantastic.
However, had a very different experience.
Well, leading up to that, long story short, Philip stays with Si for 3 nights, and he finally started to show signs of old Si. He's finally laughing, cutting up a little bit, making jokes. So Philip called me and said, oh, Si laughed tonight. I'm so happy. And he said, I think he's coming back. I said, he's coming back. You just keep making him take his meds. So Philip leaves there in 3 days. I said, Philip, next few days, I'm going to go by every day, make sure he takes his medicine, bring him something to eat. So I brought him deer steak one day, fried duck the next day.
Which were fine.
That deer steak was good, wasn't it?
Well, because I was saying, I said, Stone didn't slick me. He just slipped the old buck in here on me.
No.
I said, but that sucker's tender. But it wasn't. It was a little old yearling.
That's right.
Because I was thinking to myself, boy, that deer is really good. I said, but I'm afraid that's in a buck. I said, no, they ain't an old buck. That can't be.
What'd you think about Goblin's chicken and dumplings he brought you? What'd you think about them old chicken and dumplings Goblin brought to you?
No, they wasn't much.
Goblin called and told me that.
No.
He took one bite of them and said, no, them ain't much. And got picky when he gets
taken care of. Chicken and dumplings.
Hey, now, when you've eaten Miss K's chicken and dumplings and then whatever Godwin brought that day.
This was nothing against it, but
these were like,
noodles.
A little folded cardboard.
Nothing against it, though.
With just a little sauce rubbed on the top of it.
Si spent 3 weeks in quarantine. Now he's become a food critic.
Yeah.
This is fantastic. He's become a food critic and a pathological liar all in 3 weeks.
So both my daughter, Bullfrog, she made him a pound cake.
I've never been a good patient. No, I have never been a good patient.
You don't say.
Yeah. Okay.
So, number one,
I go with physician heal thyself. Okay. I do not like doctors, Because every time I get involved with a doctor, I've had open heart surgery because of it. You know, all kinds of other crap. Yeah,
that was a doctor's fault.
Well, hey,
not the Winston's.
You gotta keep in mind who you're fooling with here. Okay.
He said, every time I go to a doctor, I end up having some kind of problem.
Yeah.
That's generally how most folks get there. Oh, Lord. Well, let's take another break. We'll be right back after this.
Oh, we need one.
All right, so we get him past that, over that little hump. He's back telling jokes. Everybody's laughing, you know, but he's still getting real tired. So me and Philip, we're I think he's going to make it. So so Philip moves out. I start going by every day, bringing him something to eat, making sure he takes his meds. And by the way, I was having to hand feed him his meds. He did not want to take them, by the way. So
I learned that later.
He's still mad at you.
One day.
He's still mad at you.
There was one day I could not go by there.
I wish I could actually show y'all.
Oh, it's a lot.
When you say mad, that don't do it.
It's a lot of pills.
Okay. You see that good pan right there? It's a big pile.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't never wanted to take meds anyway, so hey, it's just the whole thing in my mouth, Mr. T's, and it's rattling and going down my throat.
I'm not one to micromanage you, but you realize you could have taken like two little swaller. You didn't have to take 17 of them.
No. You don't understand. Okay, that's like him.
What else were you going to do? Hey, you just sitting in your chair?
Yeah.
What was it keeping you from?
What else is one of the things I need to learn how to become stone?
Uh-oh. Here we go.
Yeah. I don't show any what?
Emotion?
No, patience.
Patience.
He shows emotion.
And I told Si, I said, you're going to have to learn some patience dealing with this. He just laughed.
No. You know, if you go on and take meds, hey, I don't care if it's a bottle of them. Hey, just uncork the sucker.
Yeah. He don't have the patience to take two at a time.
No, I ain't going to take two or three at a time.
Even though he has nothing to do.
Give me what you
got to
give me, which is, hey, a double handful. Just a double handful. Just, you know, and like I said, I hear it just clinking all the way down.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Yeah.
So there one day I could not go by there. I called Martin. I said, hey, can you go make sure Si takes his meds? And Martin had said he was in Arkansas. So he said, I'll get Johnny D to go
here
over there. So Johnny D goes to Si's. One job. To make sure Si takes his medicine.
And he don't.
No.
He
don't. Whoa.
He don't. He blew it. All he did was he stood up there and asked me, were you doing all right? I said, yeah, I'm doing all right. Okay, I'll just check it on you. I'm going.
False. Yeah. That's 95% Si's truthful. Look. So I go over there. I'm like, yeah, because Stone and Phil have done a phenomenal job just straightening it out. Just everything on their life is on the back burner. You're the most important. I got one day, and I'm like, I got this.
Well, not one day, just five minutes.
Yeah, just
five
one minutes. Afternoon.
Yeah.
So I go over there, knock on the door, and I'm like, I hope somebody's here. And nobody. And then Si finally comes to the door and just staring at me. And I was like,
no, I didn't. I said, hey, hold on. I said, hold on, JD. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sitting there in my underwear. So I said, hey, hold on, JD. Well, I got to get on some pants.
Oh, we've all seen one before. Right. Ain't no problem, son.
So he comes to the door. He's buckling his belt. I was like, what's up, man? And he goes, what about it? And I said, are you okay? He goes, yeah. I said, well, Stone's down stuck at Phil's. Martin's in Arkansas. I said, do you need anything at all? He goes, no. And at this point, I realize Si does not want to see me.
He's not in the
mood to hang out. He's not, because I've been hearing stories. Because at first, it was like really scary, the reports. I was like, oh, no.
The problem was, is he knew he could take advantage of you.
Yeah. Oh, and he did.
He ain't no fool.
Here's the whole thing about what y'all don't understand, okay? This is a Robertson thing. I hate phones. All Robertsons hate phones. So guess what's been happening?
It rang all the time, dog.
Since I got this mess, guess what's been happening the whole time? Ring, 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 ring. Oh, hello. Hey, you all right? Yeah, I'm all right. You know, as soon as that hangs up, ring. Hello, you all right? Yeah.
That's because everybody loves you, man.
Hey.
There's worse problems in the world to have.
I understand that. Yeah.
So Robertsons have what I would call terrible phone manners. And he's not the only one.
Oh, they're all.
Oh, no.
His brother.
Si is at the top of the list of Robertson phone manners.
Hey.
He will tell you bye.
That's right. He'll say hello.
Si said, all right,
yeah,
bye.
Hey, look.
And bye. So when you call
you
Jace.
You done asked me what you done asked me. Okay, so you got what you need. Bye.
That's why phone conversations with you were kept brief. I said, how you doing?
Yeah.
But you need anything? No. All right, we'll see you.
But I told y'all, I was saving the best for last.
Uh-huh.
So look, the other day.
Uh-oh.
I guess everybody run out of.
Anyway, he lied to me. I didn't get to tell my story.
Straight lied to him.
Yeah.
But that's fine.
Anyway.
We love him.
I guess everybody run out. They didn't have nobody else. So I look, and I can tell there is a crew at the door.
At your house?
Oh, yeah. I can see the crew, just the big, there's just, it's like Sasquatch. It's, Bigfoot. Everybody in the world. It's 4, 5, 6 of them, And then the door opens, and Phil comes in.
Phil Robertson?
Yeah.
Your brother?
Yeah.
He says,
you all right? Yes. I said, yeah, I'm good. Why? Then Burley comes in. You all right? Yeah, I'm good. And I don't remember who else even, but 4 or 5 more come in. You all right? Oh, yeah, Evil Eye. He was one of them. You all right, Ty? I said, yeah, I've been good. I said, well, we've been worrying about you. I said, hey, I know that. Everybody's been worried about me. But I'm all right. Yeah. But, Phil, as soon as he found it, you all right? Yeah, I'm good. He's okay, bro. Let's go. That's the way Robertson's are. Hey, you all right? Yeah.
I'm just glad
he gone.
I'm stunned he come by there.
Oh, no.
So, Phil checked on
him. No, Burley made him.
Yeah, there it is.
Burley was driving.
And Burley big enough to make a man do some things. Yeah. Burley is a very apt name for that large human.
He's Burley.
Yeah, he's.
Yeah, when I went by, though, I tried to hang out with you for a second, and I realized you didn't want to. I said, what you watching? And you stared at me and go, Matt Dillon. And I said, I don't think I have this channel because you're watching black and white westerns.
Right. Hey.
And you said,
I'm watching Matt Dillon fix a pistol whoop somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, get on. Hey, you need to go ahead, son. Move out.
So he was watching westerns getting mad. And then I said, have you taken your medicine? He goes, yeah. And I said, well, I've done my job here. I trust America's favorite uncle to not
That's
lie
right.
to
he
me.
He said, hey, he ain't going to lie to me.
And then Stone calls me the next day and said, I thought you said he took his medicine. I said, he said he did.
He said he did.
No, you got to go look.
And then he, look, the best part is I went the next day and he doubled down on it. I said, I heard you lied to Johnny D. You took your medicine. He said, oh, yeah, I took it. And Christine said, no, you didn't. So he done got caught again. You going to lie to me? But it's fine. Look, hey, I'm a terrible patient myself because most of us, can tolerate a pretty good amount before we get down. But when we get down, don't talk to us, don't be around us, don't do nothing, get away from us. So that's just the way we are. And, hey, I get it, I'm glad you're here.
Here's the good thing, okay, because my wife is deaf. First thing she's done is, well, you take your medication yet? I said, nope.
So we found out who you'll tell the truth to.
Oh, no. Because right, she said, okay, so let me get it. I said, yep, okay. So she gets it, Then she's in there refilling them. And she said, well, guess what? I said, what? She said, you're out of this one. You're out of this one. You're out of this one. I said, oh, I'm finally running out of all that garbage they've been giving me. Good. I said, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah.
So, hey, I'm finally running out of this medication.
I'm just glad you ain't been feeding it to Sweet Pea.
Oh, no, hey, look, he's got no problems without me giving him medications. Look, if that boy could talk, okay, he would have his own psychiatrist.
I can only imagine.
No, I'm serious. Hey, I'm telling you.
I can only imagine.
You're talking about issues. This cat has got some serious issues.
Well, we'll get into that more right after this break.
That's
here.
It, boy. Another break.
So, Si, look, you're back. Everything's good. You missed the last week of duck season, which is hard to figure. I mean, you ain't duck hunted in a month, but.
And honestly, I ain't missed it. at all.
Yeah. Well, none. But the good news is, with Louisiana, you get the Veterans Day this Sunday, so you get one last chance let her ride.
One last hoorah.
That's it. Okay. And it's going to be a good one,
And it's going to be a good one. Stone done took care of that, and okay, hey. Yep.
So you looking forward to it? You looking forward to your return to the blind?
Oh, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, no, look, hey. They've been shooting green winged teal over on Phil's property.
Yeah, as soon as you leave.
As soon as I leave, what happens? Green winged teal show.
Here they come.
And everybody knows that's your favorite.
Yeah, and I'm talking, that's just like them.
Yeah.
The bad part is, hey, from what I've heard, they ain't doing very good.
Oh,
who's not doing good?
Okay, now,
who's not doing good?
All right, the boys that are shooting the green winged teal. Because if I would have been there, it wouldn't have been three or four of them that fell out of the bunch.
All
it would have been
them.
The bunch died, all of them.
And maybe three or four left.
That's right, and maybe three or four crippled off. Because I can't kill them all, but I try.
But you can kill most of them.
But I can get most of them.
Well, six. You can get six of them.
Nah, that's what most is. We don't get big bunches down here. Right.
Well, Sal, I got seven of our fellow veterans that are going to join us.
Okay.
And we are going to lay waste to the green winged teal.
Okay. Well, hey, not only that, I can't wait to talk to these fellas because they know you personally.
That's right. Oh, they know me.
Yeah. They know the real they know the real Jay Stone.
Well, two of them do.
I'm scared of this Jay Stone. I don't. Are these guys that you served with?
Yes.
Hey, look, the stuff that they put you veterans through. Right. I'd do a lot worse than that. I'm just saying. Well, I mean, it's incredible what the people serving overseas go through that we here don't have a clue about. I mean, we ain't got a clue.
No. That and the families.
Yeah, exactly right.
The women and the kids, okay, they all have to go through that.
And that's why I'm glad the state of Louisiana and a bunch of other states, too, have stepped up. And that was weird audio, wasn't it?
Swallowed a bug.
Yeah, me too. I don't know what happened. But that's why I'm glad these states have stepped up and gave the veterans time when the season's closed to hunt. I mean, that's as important, if not more important, than giving the kids time to hunt when there's no pressure on the birds. It ensures them, in general, a very quality hunt, a good experience. Yep. You can go out there and whack them and have a good time. And like this one is at the beginning of February, so these guys are going to kill the prettiest ducks of the year. I mean, y'all are going to get a chance to get some.
So the blue wing tail be full plumage.
Full plumage and edible. Yep. Way better than they are in September. Yep. So that's a good thing. And then
with the crescent moon on their head.
Oh, yeah. Just flying 100 miles an hour, too. That's going to be fun.
I thought they were 75 miles an hour.
No, that's cruising.
That's cruising.
That's cruising.
Skimp back.
Well, hey, look, if they come out of the sky, skimp back. Go ahead and kick that up about 225. Okay.
They don't sound like
that wind by just, they are moving, buddy.
Moving. Oh, Si going to get out there in front of them?
Oh, no. Oh, I'll be on them.
Well, look, I'm just glad you veterans are going to go out there and get to whack them. That makes me happy.
Some states I found out that don't charge veterans anything for a hunting and fishing license.
Yeah. Louisiana is next to nothing for veterans.
Oh, I pay full price, buddy.
Yeah, well, if you show them your ID, you get it for like $2 or something for the whole season.
Well, then you have to be active.
Yeah, active
but
duty.
If you're a veteran, in other words, you've been to a combat zone, you shouldn't have to pay for a hunting license.
Agreed, 100%. Lifetime everywhere you go. Do what you want, just have the right tag. I agree with that.
Oh, yeah.
I have nothing against that.
No. Well, they think you harmless anyway. They just give you a license now.
Look.
You don't.
Let them believe all that junk.
Yeah.
I'm harmless, all right.
Old Pearl Snap will show you.
Guess what? Uncle Si's going to get his boys.
My favorite part about Si today, this is the first time in 6 months I ain't seen him in camo. This is fantastic.
He dressed up.
Blue shirt, blue hat.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you looking good now. You said, by God, they turning me loose. I'm going to get out there and show them some things now.
And I actually feel good.
Do you?
Yeah.
Did you hit yourself with a little of Axe body spray before you left the house?
No, I always have that.
No, that's that vitamin B12.
Oh, hey, that's good, too.
No, hey. No, Al and Lisa gave that to me, okay, as a gag gift. Okay.
We talking about the axe, Johnny D.
I thought we were talking about vitamins.
No. Gotcha. Hey, take some vitamins.
It's deodorant, okay, and it's called the Bod.
Bod. Oh, my bad. I was on the wrong brand. That's my bad.
Okay, and look, hey, I mix that.
Uh-oh.
Mix it.
Okay, yeah, I mix it. Okay.
The name with of Bath and Body Works is going on.
With okay.
Skunk
some,
musk.
With a must. Okay. And look. Not only does my wife like it.
Oh, boy.
Okay. Every other female that stood next to me is going, oh, my goodness, you smell good. And I said, I thank you, darling.
I'm uncomfortable.
Oh, I love it. Golly, we got the horse back in the saddle. I love it. Look, we got something coming up for you after this break. It's going to be kind of cool. We're going to actually take a phone call.
First time ever.
This will be a first one. Si's got some pressing questions he needs to I don't want to spoil it, but he's going to ask a former NFL player. So we'll be right back after this break.
Super Bowl champion.
Hey, I'm looking forward to this, boy. Is this the football player?
Here we go.
Uh-oh.
Buckle up.
That's me. Si, that's me.
That's you?
No. No, hold on. No, time out.
We got to at least introduce him.
Yeah, we got to. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the Duck Call Room podcast, we have the first ever phone-in guest. One of them is kind of a big deal. The other one, well, I'll let you make that determination. But we have a former Super Bowl champion. He's best known for protecting Tom Brady's backside for about 10, 11 years. I don't know how long it was.
And Drew Brees for four. Go with Drew Brees.
And Drew Brees. We'll get into that question of which one he liked better later. But and then we have he's a cattle rancher / volunteer policeman / overall thorn in our side and a very active silent partner in Duck Commander, and we want to keep him that way, but we are going to give him a microphone today. So Matt Light and Adam LaRoche are joining in from the phone line. What's up, guys?
Hey now.
What's up, Martin?
Look, so Matt, I just, before we get into the beef of this, Uncle Si has a question for you. He requested to talk to a football player today, so you're up. Si, what you got for Matt?
All right, Matt, here's the deal. I just got over this COVID-19. Since you boys play, okay, the first thing I noticed when this microbe entered my body, okay, is every ounce of energy I had played bird and flew away. So now my question to you, a football player, you know, say you've had it, and you've done the 14 days quarantine and all that, and okay, and you're back. How far do you think you could you run after going through that?
That's an intense question, Si. And listen, I mean, from one athlete to another, you know, I think we both know that it's not easy to overcome these obstacles, right? I mean, you know, rehabbing after an injury or dealing with COVID. I mean, you got to be on your game. You got to be in it mentally, right? So first question is, how are you mentally? Because that's going to determine your physical ability.
Oh, see, that's a
very loaded question.
Oh, no. You just, okay. Loaded question ain't the word, Martin. Hey. You know, I know you got to be in it mentally, okay? But these boys here, I just tell them before, when I was in high school, all right, and the coach would say, hey, you got to work through the pain. I'd say, no, coach, I ain't working through the pain. The body gives you a pain signal to tell you, hey, it's time to stop this stupid stuff, okay? You know, so, hey, I understand what you're saying, though, but I just – after going what I went through with the loss of energy, you know, I couldn't see a football player, okay, running 10 yards, much less 50, and catching a ball and then scoring.
Well, look, Matt.
Well, I can understand that, and here's what I have to say to that, right? I guess when I said athlete, I mean there are levels of athletes. So I'm not sure, given kind of your experience and the relationship that I'm guessing you had with your coaches, that you quite hit the level that we're at, Si. It's a little different.
I agree with you 100% on that, brother.
I can tell you how many times I heard guys, and they're like, you know, Coach Belichick's like, all right, guys, look, we got to go out here. We got to play a lot better. You know, trying that line of, you know what, Coach, my body's just telling me it's not time to go yet. It just didn't work very often, so I can't relate to it from that perspective. But I got to figure that you're good for at least 100 yards.
No,
not
at all.
Hey, here's what I always tell people: if you see me running, load the gun you got in your hand and kill what's chasing me.
If you're running, we should be running.
Yeah. That's exactly right. Hey, the best game I played, okay, we got beat 77-14.
Oh.
Look, I remember this.
But, hey, I did run probably 1,000 yards that night. Because, hey, look, my job was to get the kicker when he kicked off, because this man was a football god, okay? You know, 195 pounds. 6'3", fast as a cat. Okay, he'd kick off, the guy'd catch it, and he'd kill him. You know, so look, like I said, it was the best game I ever played. I flipped this clown 11 different times that night. Okay, that's why I run 1,000 yards that night. I was chasing him down, and, you know, it was about 3/4 of a clip. But hey.
Oh, God. Sorry. I miss you.
So, look, I'm going to let you guys tell what y'all are doing, what you pranksters have been up to, because y'all are world famous for destroying people's property and, you know, like just smooth. Y'all are in a different tax bracket, so y'all's practical jokes go a little bit further than your typical, you know, super glue on the handle of the door or something like that.
And they
if
you joke on them, they get you back tenfold.
Yeah, that's why I don't play their games. I just go say yes, sir.
That's
quiet.
Why I hang out with them.
Yeah, but so what are you guys up to now?
Oh, you want me to start it, Matt?
Yeah. It starts out with what happened was.
What had happened was, yes, about 2 months ago, Anthony Sherman, our fullback with the Chiefs, came down to the ranch. He had been warned, and I think Grant was there. I can't remember who all was there, but he had been warned multiple times that, and this is not to brag, this is one thing I guess I take a little pride in, is that I always go over the top with pranks. And so they were telling him, because he had this idea to do something to my truck. And anyway, he decides to risk it, goes to, I guess, Sam's Club, buys a pallet of Oreos. I go out for a hunt. He takes my truck, pulls it in the barn, opens the sunroof, and absolutely fills the thing with Oreo cookies. Like, not in the box, not in the package. He takes them out individually and dumps them into the cab of my truck, which I'm still pulling Oreos out of the vents and, you know, everywhere else in the truck. And that was 2 months ago. So that's what kind of gave me permission to move forward with giving his truck away.
So Oreos,
and when he says permission, by the way, that's not legal speak. Like, he didn't legally have permission. Just want to clarify that.
So we went from candy to Grand Theft Auto.
Well, he was warned.
Oh, so that makes it better.
He was warned.
Works for me.
Now, where it got difficult was, one, kind of putting the team together and get people on board, but not letting this get into Sherman's hands. So you're talking about a guy that's been with that organization forever. He knows everybody. He's been in that city. So, you know, right about this time, say a weekend, I pulled Matt in and I said, Matt, here's what we're looking at. And I know, Matt, from experience, that this is one of the best pranksters I've ever been around. And I knew he could add a ton to this. And so Matt and I start discussing it, and we end up getting James Winchester and Dustin Polkman. So two Chiefs guys. All we needed them to do was figure out the password to Anthony's phone. And so the goal here was, we wanted to make it look like Sherm was giving his truck away for the E3 Ranch Foundation. So those guys go to work, takes them a couple weeks. They end up over at Sherm's house one night, sitting around a fire, you know, phone battery dies. He has to borrow Anthony's phone, get Sherm's phone. He's talking to his wife, you know, obviously making all this up, and then ends up getting the password from Anthony. And that was probably 3 weeks ago, something like that. So here, fast forward to Friday or whenever it was that it got tweeted out. You know, Anthony's out at practice, and those guys sneak back in the locker room and get on his phone and send it out to the world. as in he, you know, he was behind it. So then Matt and I had the privilege to go on radio shows, sports talk shows, and got a ton of other guys involved. You guys were some of them, to just blast it out to the world that Sherman, this awesome dude, patriot, can't believe he's doing this for the city of Kansas City, giving his truck away, you know, his pride and joy. And then Anthony comes off the field 2 hours later, and I've got a video waiting for him, basically giving him his options. And I explain in the video exactly what just happened and the fact that he just tweeted out and gave his truck away, and that he had a couple of options. He could either be a total turd and basically tell the world that he cares more about his truck than he does our soldiers and the fight against human trafficking, or he could jump on the Sherm Fights for Freedom bandwagon and be the hero that we've told the whole world he is. So it was a very complex one, but executed perfectly with a great team. And then obviously some of his teammates behind it made it that much better.
Unbelievable. You boys don't play. If you ever want to give away a 2012 GMC, you don't have to go through all that. Just ask me.
Hey, I gotta tell you guys now. Listen, when you pull an epic prank, you get to see it from a point of view that others don't. And so Adam and I have been laughing for a long time. As a matter of fact, again, when you're planning these things, you're laughing before any of it actually gets put in motion. Just the idea of it. But what's incredible is when you see how other people are laughing at this. And for example, you know, you got a guy like Eric Stonestreet. You know, he played, you know, Hal on Modern Family. He just went on Ellen, and it just went out today, telling this story. And the way he tells it is pretty epic. And you look at all the other people that are sharing it and going on and retweeting it and telling the story. It's been quite fascinating, especially the people that Adam and I talked to on the front end of this. And we're talking about how great he is, and they have no idea that in all actuality, he had no idea that this truck was being given away. So there's been a lot of aha moments with this one that's made it pretty special.
So what's the defense if he comes back at you boys? Y'all got that one planned yet?
I think that was checkmate, Martin.
You think?
Yeah, I think so, because Anthony called me leaving the field, and he was obviously just perplexed and still in shock. and he did say, he said, you know, I had no other option other than to go along with this. And obviously that was as planned. And he had just got off the phone with his wife, and his wife was totally on board with what we did and told him that's what he gets, and asked him if he would ever do it again. And he said, absolutely not. So to answer your question, I think he's learned his lesson.
Hey, there you go.
Although a costly one.
Well, now listen, I do have a question for you guys, though. In all of this, okay, so he's adopted it. He's all in. Obviously, he loves the cause. It's passionate to him, and this is going to make a huge impact, you know, with the work that is going to be able to be done because of this. But he let us know, and he wants to make sure everyone knows, that he still has close to 50,000 miles on the warranty that he paid for, and people don't even know that stuff.
Oh,
you took his warranty from him, man.
You got him on the biggest sucker bet in history. That's good. That's good. So what is the money being raised? You can pledge money. You get in entries.
Head to ShermFightsForFreedom.org. You can buy different sets of entries. You can get a Patrick Mahomes signed jersey, a Luke Bryan signed guitar, and all that enters you into the raffle for Anthony Sherman's truck, which you can't see pictures of the inside. Remember, it was stolen, so they only have pictures of the outside. But yeah, Adam, tell us all about.
And it's got 50,000 miles. Please, come on.
And the warranty 000. Is only like halfway done. But tell us what that money's going to go towards, Adam.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, to just to follow up with Anthony or on Anthony a little bit, that dude has been coming down for years every time we have soldiers in. So I don't want to leave that out because he will cancel everything and come down if he knows we've got some combat soldiers in at the ranch. He'll load up his truck with some of his teammates, and those guys will come down and serve. So that's a big part of it, and we started doing that back, I don't know, 4 or 5 years ago, and just making it a place where these guys can come in and get some rest and get recharged. So, you know, some of the highlights of my year, as you guys know, is when we get to host some of our soldier hunts and have those guys in camp, whether it's a turkey hunt or a deer hunt or a predator hunt, or, you know, any excuse to have them out is a big mission with the foundation. And this initiative in particular, which is kind of the other side of the foundation, is the counter sex trafficking fight. We've got some really cool initiatives going on in Kansas City to help combat that. And I'm hoping Sherm's truck can raise a ton of money that we can pour right back into the city. So, yeah, hats off to him for being on board, thinking it's hilarious, and backing it 100%. Made the prank really, really come together.
Well, that's
awesome.
And
it's doing really well so far, by the way. I mean, this thing's, you know, up over the 125,000 raised. And, you know, look, that's $125,000 that is going to go a long way to the work that, you know, the E3 Ranch Foundation, Adam and the entire team, and what Sherm supports.
Well, Oreo that's just right. tweeted that they're giving 12 grand. So you got to be kind of okay with the Oreos now.
Is that in product or cash?
I think it's cash. They said because of the 1,200 Oreos, we're giving 12 grand. But that baby. Could just be an intern on the Twitter. Who knows?
Yeah.
Hey, Oreo, now you're on the hook for it.
Yeah, that's big time there. But look, hey, I think we all, you know, we all appreciate what you guys do for our soldiers, and then also into the battle against sex trafficking, two things that, you know, mean a lot to everybody here at Duck Commander and in this duck call room. So we appreciate you guys taking the initiative. Whether or not it involved a minor felony, that's cool. But, you know, initiative is initiative. You know, there's a pioneer everywhere. So we'll just see which how many more trucks get stolen to be raffled off. That's awesome. And, you know, you may have to come up with a different one. But, look, before we go, Matt, the one question everybody here wants to know, who did you like better, Drew Brees or Tom Brady? Where are we at here?
It's not Drew Brees. Don't answer.
Hey, listen, man, you know what? I always say this, yeah, you can suck. I mean, be the worst left tackle in the world. But if your two quarterbacks leaving high school are Drew Brees and Tom Brady, you're going to go far, kid. You're going to go far. And I got to witness, you know, the two best guys to play the position, right? I mean, in my opinion, I mean, these are two guys that are as competitive as any people on earth. Matter of fact, I can almost take the two other most competitive people that I know outside of those two. And you couldn't they can't stack up to what these guys bring to the table. They're freaks. But, you know, look, Breezy and I, you know, we go way back all the way to the college days. And, you know, I think the longevity of our relationship and for me, too, being able to sit back and watch, you know, what he did while also having success on the field. I mean, it's just been great. And for Tommy, you know, look, you don't get to be around guys like that. I mean, I was with him for 11 seasons. And, you know, had fun in every one of them. So I will kindly say that both those guys are my guys. God love them. But I hope one of them wins a Super Bowl here real soon.
Hey, I can appreciate that. Mm-hmm. So we'll be anticipating your political campaign coming up after that answer. So we appreciate that.
Hey, look, the only thing that I care about right now is I think, you know, Cy, you need to get like a big old jar of Bengay. You know, have those guys rub you down there in the duck room. I mean, you got to get lathered up and back in the action, man. I'm pulling for you.
I don't know what just happened.
I appreciate that.
All right, guys. Y'all have a good one. We're out of here. Appreciate Sherm. Y'all calling in. Appreciate the work you guys do. So,
Sherm, thanks for freedom.org.
God love you. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks, boys.
See you, boys.
See ya. All right, guys. So that was our first phone-in guest on here. So, look, if you're interested, you're going to you can check more of their stuff out at ShermFightsForFreedom.org and check out what they're doing, their initiatives, the E3 Ranch Foundation. Look them up. Give them a give them a check. And as always, if you have anything for us, shoot us an email at hello@duckcallroom.com. That's hello@duckcallroom.com. Johnny D, send us out of here real quick.
Yep. Si asked me to bring a verse, and he told me what verse to bring, so he made it easy. Lamentations 3:22-23. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Right. And I think this guy sitting right here is a testimony to how great our God is. And right. I'm just happy you're here, buddy.
Well, I appreciate that. And, hey, that's a good one.
That's a good one.
That's a good one to go out on, boys.
Uncle Si, back and out.
Si's back and we're out. See y'all next week.